Welcome to Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, giving you a first look at the space industry's who's who. Our next guest is a former U.S. Navy captain turned fighter pilot turned New York Times best-selling author, along with Time Magazine's top 100 most influential people, who once held the U.S. record for most days lived in space, and is in NASA's Hall of Fame. Hello.
Who in the space world are you?
I'm Scott Kelly. I'm a retired U.S. Navy captain and former NASA astronaut.
What are the best and hardest things about living in space during your 340-day mission?
The best part about it is that it's a really hard and challenging thing to do that has serious implications if you don't perform well. The hardest part is just that you're away from your friends, your family, strangers, and you don't have weather. You know, you don't get to walk outside, you don't feel the sun on your face, the wind, the rain.
Oh dear. Well, I bet that stunning view of our entire planet helps motivate you as you look down at your families and countries. What's it like experiencing that overview effect?
You know, for me, it was just more of a feeling of the fragility of the environment, and also that we as humanity are all in this life together, you know, as one species on a planet, not particular countries or, you know, regions of the world.
Beautiful. NASA once conducted a study on you and your twin brother, Mark Kelly, to find out the side effects of living in space. They discovered your DNA telomeres lengthened, your eyes swelled a bit, and your face lost its wrinkles. What was the greatest difference you felt upon your body? And if you're a twin, is it still all about who's taller?
You know, for me, the biggest challenge was when I got back, I had like swelling in my lower legs and I had, you know, soreness and stiffness, but that all recovered. Yeah, the best part about having a twin brother is the spare organs.
Oh, okay. Well, that beats height any day. All right. If there is ever a dispute on the International Space Station, what is the protocol for settling it? Taking a vote, deferring to the most veteran astronaut like yourself, or having a thumb war?
Well, you know, we're all professionals, so that is a very rare situation, but there is a hierarchy of leadership on the space station, and there's always a commander, and that person can be from any of the international partner countries. And I think if it ever came down to needed mediation, that would be done by the commander of the space station.
Ah, I see.
You have had the unique experience of launching from both USA NASA launch pads and Russia's Soyuz rocket in Kazakhstan. What is the greatest difference on launch day?
Space shuttle has like 7 million pounds of thrust. I would imagine the Soyuz is more like 1 million pounds. The space shuttle is incredibly complex, requires a lot of user involvement in preparing it for launch, whereas the Soyuz is much smaller, much more automated. You know, there's superstitions on both sides, but in Russia, there are more like you have to pee right where Yuri Gagarin urinated.
I heard that. I didn't know if it was true or not.
And, you know, at NASA, there's other traditions. We play this card game, and the commander of the mission has to lose before he can head to the launch pad.
Nice.
What does one of NASA's most decorated astronauts do with his time these days? What else is there left to conquer?
Well, I have a book coming out. It's called Ready for Launch, An Astronaut's Lessons for Success on Earth. And I actually have some NFTs that are being released as a fundraiser for Ukraine. It's called Dreams Out of This World, and it will be available on OpenSea, which is an NFT platform. And we're also going to auction off some of my space memorabilia that are part of the fundraiser for Ukraine.
Wonderful. Okay, now it's time to prepare for liftoff as we launch you into the orbit of our rapid-fire fill-in-the-blank questions. Are you ready?
Nope.
Well, buckle up because here it comes.
Okay, I'm ready.
At work, I'm known for
spending a long time in space.
My advice to tomorrow's generation looking to do what I do is
never give up on your dreams.
I'd like to be remembered for
doing the right thing.
The music that gets me rockin' and I'd like to hear on iRock Space Radio is
Coldplay.
That's a wrap. Okay, I gotta ask, is it true there was a gorilla let loose on the ISS during your watch, sir?
NASA's an equal opportunity employer. They don't discriminate against gorillas.
Of course not. So you and your twin had nothing to do with that clever morale booster?
No, we had everything to do with it.
Love it. And on that note, thank you, Scott, for enlightening and brightening our day.
My pleasure.
This has been Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns in Our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers, launching us into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, and I've given you a first look at the space industry's who's who.